Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 7th day of August, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And of course, if you want to listen anywhere else on the planet, just go to our website, ksje.com, or you can ask your smart speaker to play KSJE, and it will do just that. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning. This program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel, so welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are also with us this morning. Coming up in the next few moments, I'm going to be talking about continuing education, encore classes, community learning center classes with my guest, Liesl Dees. Stay tuned for that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then later on at 8:50 a.m. we'll be talking technology. It is our Monday reboot segment that airs every Monday at 8:50 a.m., so stay tuned for that. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess will be here, roving with the arts. Mick is playing music from tango composer Astor Piazzolla this morning. You'll hear music from him next hour, beginning at 9:06 on KSJE. And of course, we remind you, you can connect with us on Twitter, or X as it's called, and our Instagram page. And if you're a podcast person, you can find KSJE podcasts probably where you're already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts. The list goes on and on. So subscribe for free and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny Monday morning, 63 degrees at the moment. We have another heat advisory in effect for this afternoon and this evening, with a sunny day with a high of 94 in Farmington. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low near 62. Then tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high near 90 on Tuesday, 59 overnight, sunshine 90 on Wednesday, maybe a good chance of showers and some cooler weather on Thursday, with the high only reaching 86 in Farmington. 90 again, though, for Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, maybe a high of 92. Back with my guest with more right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is supported by the San Juan Symphony, presenting classical music concerts in Farmington and Durango. The San Juan Symphony reminds you that current season ticket holders can renew their seats until July 31st. New season ticket sales will begin on August 8th. Tickets for the general public for the 38th season of the San Juan Symphony, New Horizons, begin on September 5th. Find out more at sanjuansymphony.org. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning again to talk about Encore, Community Learning Center, and continuing education classes here at San Juan College this fall. The director of continuing education here at San Juan College, Liesl Dees, is back with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's always a joy to be here with you.
It's great to have you here, because you always know about all kinds of things that are going on and ways to enrich our lives and learn new things and all that stuff. You have one of the best jobs in town, I think.
I think I do. I get to see the good in people and encourage people. people to follow passions, to explore new things. It's a pretty fun life.
No kidding. Very good. And you had a very successful kids' college session this summer, I think we should start with, right?
Yeah, and we are just wrapping up this week. We have one more week of classes, so if you're listening on Monday morning and your kids need something to do between now and Friday, you know, some school districts are already back in school, some of them are not, and of course we see homeschool students as well. We've got a scaled back schedule for this week, but we still have classes, so by all means, check out our website. You can find it at sanjuancollege.edu/kidscollege, and that is with two K's.
That's true.
Because we have a sense of humor.
That's right. You do. That's true. Well, congratulations. That was a great session, and you had a lot of folks signed up for.
Yeah, we had over 1,800 enrollments.
How about that?
Just pause for a minute. 1,800 enrollments, and that means every week we had around 200 enrollments on campus. So a lot of little people running around, and we love having that every summer.
We do. They were all laughing and shrieking a little bit, having fun outside our walls right out here on the hill.
I bet that's where we had Super Summer STEM Camp gathering all summer.
It was
long.
Fun to see them.
Yep, yes.
They had a lot of fun with that. But now it's fall, or we're thinking about fall, and so of course, like anything, there are new classes being offered from your office, the Community Learning Center and Continuing Education, and that's what brings you here today.
Exactly. And Scott, I was thinking that, of course, this is Fair Week.
That's right.
And you know, San Juan College has a booth out there, so if you happen to go to the fair, by all means, I think we have our mobile unit out there this year, if I read that email right.
Maybe.
And at any rate, find San Juan College at the fair, and I'm happy to give you one of the schedules that I will be talking about this morning.
This one right here. Okay.
The one that faces the right way.
That's right. Exactly.
When I'm out at the fair, Scott, I find that I can talk to anyone about our classes. We can find something that interests you or, you know, is relevant to you, and love doing that. You know, whether you are a parent, whether you are a business owner or a supervisor, if you are older, if you are younger, we have all sorts of things. And I was thinking about, you know, what your audience, Scott, people who are tuning into this show, what do they automatically care about? And the first thing that popped into my brain was they care about community, right?
Right.
So I thought I would start with two classes that emphasize community. And you'll like the first one because it dovetails into what we just heard leading into the show. And that is the San Juan Symphony.
Right.
We have a listening for the music class that is a San Juan Symphony kind of music appreciation class.
Nice.
And that class has been going on for, I'm going to guess, 6 years or so now, 5 years, somewhere in that ballpark, right about the time that Thomas Hauser came to the symphony.
Right.
And that has been an absolute joy. You'll see this group sitting together. I've seen them interacting with the symphony conductor, and really an opportunity in five evening sessions to feel really well prepared to go to the symphony. So you'll learn some of the stories behind the pieces that they're going to perform. You'll learn kind of things to listen for at a symphony. And you'll find it under Encore Humanities, Scott, as you're scrolling through our website.
Right,
keep going down. Keep going down there. You are in the right place there.
But and as we see all of these classes that are offered, right?
Lots of great classes.
There
Oops.
They are. What happened?
Maybe you have to go to arts. Try that, but I don't know.
We'll find it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It may be hiding. On the website. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find something on the website that I talk about this morning, our phone number is 505-566-3214. And while you're still going there, Scott, I will talk about another class that really emphasizes community.
But I had that ready. I had the phone number ready.
Oh, perfect.
So see, I could do
it.
That.
Love
right.
it, love it.
Exactly.
And another class that really emphasizes community in our office, I think you'll like this one too, Scott, it's the One Book, One Community class.
Right. Yes.
And every year, San Juan College picks a book that we are reading as a whole group. It's emphasized in various classes at San Juan College. And this year's book is called Calling for a Blanket Dance. And we have a class around this. Vicki Whitaker is going to be the instructor of it this year. And The author will be coming to San Juan College, and so attending that author visit will be part of the class, but doing some things again to prepare for that,
nice.
To read the book, to discuss it, to have community around that.
Right.
I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
And of course, there'll be a lot of San Juan College classes using that book as kind of a teaching tool and discussion prompt, I think, in their classes. And so we'll be hearing a lot about it, is what I'm trying to say, in the coming months.
That's exactly right. And as a bonus, you won't find this in our list of classes, but this Wednesday we have, and that's August 9th, at 11:30 in the morning, we have our monthly Encore Brown Bag, which is just a lecture series. You don't need to sign up for it. You just show up in room 208 at our 30th Street campus, and we're going to have a discussion and some presentation about the book,
nice.
Calling for a Blanket Dance.
And I guess you can bring your lunch in a brown bag or something else
exactly.
if you would like to do that, right?
Exactly. We always have a few little goodies around as dessert or something else
right.
to add to your lunch, but it's usually a lovely group of folks. And if you're scratching your head a little and saying, huh, what's this one book, one community about, and I want to learn more, by all means, joining us this Wednesday, 11:30, in room 208 at the 30th Street Education Center.
Very good. Which the address is on the screen at 3401 East 30th Street. Good luck figuring out which lanes are open on the road to get there.
But exactly.
You can get there.
You can give
there. If you're patient.
Give yourself a few extra minutes
right.
to get there. In fact, Scott, it was last month's brown bag that had a slow trickle in of people, and everyone was like, it took me 10 extra minutes to get here. And
right.
So,
but
yeah.
Thank you, City of Farmington, for the improvements to the roads that they are working on, and that's what we're seeing. But, and again, you can get to the second floor quite easily if you park on the back side of the building, and that's where the main entrance is to the San Juan College 30th Street Education Center.
That's exactly right.
So there you
perfect
go.
Direction, Scott.
There.
We always say that you're going to come answer the phone in our office, and you know all the right things to say.
One of these days I'll show up, and then you'll be sorry.
No, I won't.
You say, that cubicle over there. Let's go over there.
That front desk, Scott. Here
there you go.
Go.
That's right. But I wanted to say one thing about my image of you at the fair.
Yes.
And, talking to people about what class might
yes.
fit them. It's kind of a new take on the Guess Your Weight booth at the fair, right?
Guess what you'd like.
Instead of showing up and saying, guess my weight, it's showing up and saying, guess what I would like, what class I'd like to take. That's what I think you would be doing.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
We could expand that to San Juan College. Guess my major, guess
right.
my career path.
Exactly. We'll just sign you up right there. So
there you go.
There you are. Very good. Well, what else is coming up in the fall that we have?
Let me just kind of hit some of the
sure.
categories of classes, and then I'll talk some more about some specific ones.
Okay.
The two classes that I mentioned are in our Encore program, which is designed for learners 50 and over, but open to anyone 18 and over. And we have a wide variety of classes there, from things like end-of-life issues to chair exercise, resistance training, aqua fitness, lots of great options. Physical fitness and humanities classes are perennially popular for us. We've got a class at the West Campus on Hawaiian culture. We've got Cynthia Rapp Sandu coming back to teach religious literacy again.
Nice.
And
a good point that not everything is in Farmington. You have things kind of scattered around the county, really.
We do. We have exercise classes in Bloomfield. We have exercise class in Kirtland as well. And actually, we're going to do a computer class in Bloomfield this fall
nice.
As well. That's a little different one, as well as having that on the main campus. We've had that in Kirtland a number of times before, and our Kirtland students told us we'd like a little bit of a break, and other people told us we'd like to see that on main campus.
Okay.
So we changed things up. We do things differently. A lot of art classes would be another category of things, and we do have art classes, again, at the Bloomfield Senior Center. We've
right.
got a mixed media extravaganza out there.
And very good.
Love having classes throughout the county.
Nice. As you look at the website, we can kind of see the headings there of all the different things that you do offer with health sciences and humanities and
yep.
the arts and math, science, engineering, trades and technology, and music ensembles as well. So
yep.
there's a little bit little bit for everyone, like you said.
Yep. And another kind of community type of connection, David Mayu, our planetarium director, who is right down the hall here.
Literally right
from
down
you,
the hall, yes.
He's doing a constellation mythology class.
Oh, okay.
Again, he's done that one before for us. It's been really well received. And he talks about both Greco-Roman myth stories, constellation mythology stories, as well as Navajo and Chinese, Egyptian, and Norse constellations.
Very cool.
Excellent way to view the night sky and learn more.
Right.
And another science-related class, Scott, that has been very, very well received by the students who took the class is Dr. Merrill Adams, who was a retired faculty and former dean of the School of Math, Science, and Engineering, and extremely well-recognized and well thoughtful instructor. He is great at taking complicated concepts and putting them in ways that people will understand. And this class is called The Human Body, A User's Manual. So it is a human anatomy class. And he's really focused around what students are interested in learning. But if you've ever felt overwhelmed when you go to the doctor's office by the sheer kind of things that you can say about the human body and the terminology, the words, this is intended to be a user's manual that really helps you understand how we talk about the body better.
Nice. Okay. Very good. I see there's a bunch of pickleball classes, which, of course, that's the big thing.
Exactly.
Although you and I have been talking about pickleball for a while.
Years,
so we were ahead
of
the curve on this right?
We've been doing pickleball for, I want to say, about 15 years.
Yeah.
Now, right. In our program, somewhere in that, because it existed before I started with the program, which was 15 years.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we were talking about pickleball before the rest of the country was talking about pickleball. So
we were.
If you want to be a trendsetter, pick up an Encore or CLC class. And
exactly.
You'll
you
be
never
ahead
know
of the curve.
What. Never know what the next big trend.
Well, you do if you take a class, because it'll probably be that thing, right? So you never know.
It will be.
That's true. So wonderful. What else?
In community related things, our ensembles, our music ensembles, are such a great opportunity. A couple of weekends ago, I was sitting out on the back patio of the Farmington Museum and listening to our summer concert band have a fabulous performance. Despite wind and a few logistics of being out there, they were just delightful.
Nice.
And you too could play in the band, the orchestra. We have a jazz big band. I played in that before.
That's right.
Tons of fun.
That's true.
Very true. Lots of great experiences. And an African drumming class. That's a fabulous group.
Again,
beginners are welcome in that. For the ensembles, we do ask that participants have a minimum of a high school playing ability. So if it's been a few years, dust off your instrument and get back in the groove of things.
There you go. And there'll be probably a performance at some point during the time, right?
Absolutely. Yep. With all of those ensembles, they have performances built in.
Okay. Very good.
Let me shift and talk about our Community Learning Center non-credit classes. These are classes that tend to be more varied in what we offer through them. They may be things like we've got an introduction to pickleball in that schedule, and we've got some other pickleball classes in that schedule. Things like mountain biking and a mountain biking maintenance and repair class, fly fishing. And then some cooking classes, like doggy treats and cupcakes. How's that for fun?
Well, don't mix those up.
Scott.
But okay. Is that one class or two?
It's one.
Oh, okay.
It's cupcakes that
Sorry.
There are things that are treats for your dogs and cupcakes that have a doggy theme to them.
All right, so now I see what you're doing.
Get all ready for your dog's birthday party.
Okay.
Scott.
Nice. Very good. Okay.
You didn't have a dog birthday party?
I do every year.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
This class could be right up your alley.
It could be, see? And I'm not even at the fair. picking a class for me.
Exactly.
Good job.
We do have some classes in our non-credit structure that are great for kids. A lot of our classes say appropriate for ages, maybe 13 and up, 14 and up to do crochet or something like that. We have some classes that are just for kids. For a number of years, we've done a surprising science class during the school week. So this is a class that can appeal to our homeschooled students. And
right.
We've seen a lot of loyal students do that. Building on some of the things that we do in Kids College that are particularly popular. This fall, we've got a sweet treats class that is going to be on Saturday mornings.
So okay.
If you've got a young one who loves to be in the kitchen, just a lot of fun. That's ages 5 to 12.
We've right.
given that a nice wide age frame so that we can kind of engage with a whole family
okay.
Of kids.
There
so
you go. We're showing it on the
Saturday
screen
mornings.
Right now as well.
Awesome.
And of course, some of the other ones that are in that category as well you can find from the website, everybody.
Sounds great. And
okay.
then we'll do the same thing as you're on the website, and that is clicking into our Center for Workforce Development classes. And I want to highlight here a couple of classes that have wide appeal. Scott, last Friday we had a Excel class, and I went into the classroom, and we had one San Juan College employee in there, someone who worked for one of our local municipalities, and then other people who work for a wide variety of businesses, whether
sure.
engineering or law firms or a diverse representation of our economy here. If you've got an employee who you'd like to see build their skills in Word, Excel, or Outlook, love to have them
right.
in our classes.
Sure.
I think almost every business has new supervisors in it. One of our popular classes that will begin just after Labor Day, it's scheduled for September the 8th, is Leadership Skills for New Supervisors. So, you know, we know that you get promoted to a job, and may be challenging to be ready to go with that. You know, oftentimes we're good at what we do, and so we get promoted to be supervisors and stepping into a new role.
Right.
What a great opportunity to encourage your employee and help train them in some new skills.
Right, very true. And I could say, too, I guess if you're an employee maybe who says, gee, I do my job pretty well, but I could use a little refresher on Excel or something else, maybe don't wait for your employer to offer. You could sign up for the class on your own, I guess, and maybe get a promotion or another job.
100%. Scott,
right.
You sound like you work in our office.
Well, I'm training. I'm in training.
we love having you in training.
Right.
Scott?
But there you go. But that would be another option as well.
That's exactly right. And a number of classes that are geared to kind of the core skills that we all need in life, like time management or workplace ethics, and also classes that focus on skills,
right.
like computer classes.
Exactly.
So, love to see a variety of people who are in our classes, and we offer a wide variety of topics.
True. And I saw a little bit on the headings here, Liesl, that there was some other classes for like certificates and other things that were available as well in this category?
That's exactly right. We have, some of those have already happened, have already started
okay.
For this fall. One that we have coming up starting in September is an Amazon Web Services class. So if you know, there are organizations of all types who are using the cloud. And
right.
if you're using Amazon Web Services, this is understanding how the cloud really works on the back end. And it's a kind of foundation class
nice.
To understand concepts of cloud computing.
And that gives you that kind of baseline, I guess, and then you can maybe fine-tune or take other classes or things
exactly.
to maybe see what your company is looking for, things like that.
Yep. Amazon has a whole series of, you know, certifications that you can get with them. We've started with just the cloud foundations.
Right.
With
and,
that.
And we think of Amazon as the shopping website, but it's a whole bunch more than that. And this is kind of their more tech side, I guess, right, with these cloud services and what they they host so many things on their servers, and that's what we're talking about, is how to manage that stuff.
That's exactly right. And it, you know, it's what I think if you use the back end of Amazon,
right,
you know about.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly. And maybe you have a store that has a bunch of stuff on online and online shopping that's not Amazon, but it's your store, and that's all hosted on their web services.
If you're using AWS,
that's
Amazon
it.
Web Services,
right.
That's it.
There you go. Okay.
Another community-oriented class that has been popular and we've been really pleased with is a grant writing workshop. We've called it Grant Writing Workshop 101, and we've set this up as an evening class on, I think we've got it on Thursday evenings, beginning in September, 5:30 to 7:30, and that has been really well received, kind of getting your basic understanding of grants and how to be successful. We know that's a big topic in our community. We know a lot of nonprofits who can benefit from that, a lot of community organizations. I mean, people always say,
true,
just write a grant.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Sounds so easy, right, Scott?
Right, the money's just out there.
And,
exactly.
And
that is.
And it is.
But there's a competitive nature to maybe some applications, and so, you know, you want yours to stand out, so this would maybe give you some insights.
Well, and knowing what you want to do with it and how your vision, you know, what is your vision for what you want the organization to be doing, and then how do you even look for grants that fit in with that vision?
Right.
And how do you go from there?
Very true.
Yeah.
Very good.
And lastly, in the schedule, Scott, we have a couple of three classes on food entrepreneurship.
Okay.
One is a basic knife skills, and we've offered that class both, we've seen people take it both as a enrichment class, you know, just wanting to have better skills in the kitchen, and also wanting to have work skills too. So
right,
we know people may take it for either one of those purposes, and that's our intention. And we'd love to have folks engage with that. That is just a one evening class, so not a huge commitment, 3 hours. Love to have folks engage and connect with that class. And then we've got two classes that we've offered before connected with Charlie Schultz, who teaches at Santa Fe Community College. And he's talking about greenhouse design and operation, and then an introduction to aquaponics and hydroponics. Some really rich topics.
Interesting, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want to know more, again, these are, you know, kind of introduction classes. It's going to be an information-packed 3 hours with Charlie, and that's a live online class. So you can do that from anywhere, and those are on two different Saturday mornings, not until later in the fall.
Okay. So I think a lot of folks think about maybe greenhouses and winter growing seasons and things, but there's a lot more probably to it than just putting up some plastic and letting it go.
Exactly. So. And one of the things that I have really appreciated, Scott, when I've taken classes like this that we've offered before, is having someone who understands kind of what our area is like, and really that you can ask the questions of.
Right.
You know, that's some of the value of a live instructor as opposed to just reading a book.
Right.
About it.
Well, and I would think, too, with many of your instructors, because they are local folks or folks that have connections to the local community, that even after the class ends, and maybe I don't build my greenhouse this season, but maybe next season, and I run into a problem, and maybe I could reach out, and I bet they'll probably still answer my question as a previous student.
Exactly. And making those connections. Also, one of the things that happens in our classes, too, Scott, is the community that happens within the class. You know, suddenly you know other people who are interested in some of the same things that you are. And when you have a question, not only do you have the instructor as a resource, you have classmates as resources.
Right.
Starting to build community. We see that a lot in our Encore classes, and we know that is particularly true for older adults. And, you know, we know that that is one of the ways that they stay vital. But we see that happen in lots of different classes. And love to see when that happens.
Right, very true. We just have a couple minutes remaining this morning, Liesl Dees, so
perfect.
Big finish. We're ready for the
Sounds
big finish.
Great.
Okay.
And if you are a business and you didn't hear what you think you need in here, part of our mission is to do customized training. So we, you know, work with employers to create things that they need. You know, sometimes it's just modifying an existing class that we already have. Sometimes it's creating a whole new curriculum. And in some cases, it's working with other departments in the college to bring together expertise. You know, you don't need a credit class on a topic, but you want something that takes advantage of the expertise that we have here at San Juan College. And that's what our office is designed to do.
Right. There you go. And do it affordably, and you don't have to send your folks out of town to get the training that you're looking for.
Exactly. And, you know, we hire the experts. We hire the people that either we know in the community, or if we need to bring in people, we need to connect with a larger perspective. That's what we're here to do.
Very true. Very good. Well, once again, folks can go online and check out this catalog like we were doing this morning at sanjuancollege.edu/CLC.
Or continuing education will get you there in the fewest clicks.
Right.
So,
okay.
And if you just Google, you know, San Juan College continuing education, you'll find our page.
Okay. Or folks can give you a call and
absolutely
ask questions or send you an email.
Yep, particularly for things that I've said, oh, that's not in the schedule. Because sometimes, Scott, if I have, do I have one more minute?
Yeah.
We are so successful, and pickleball would be an example of this. We have a nice big waiting list on our pickleball basics class right now. So we're working on creating a second class on that. So, you know, you wouldn't know about that unless you called. You wouldn't know when it when it is, because it's not in our published schedule. And those are the things that we work on. We had two classes this fall that we needed to change the dates of. So iPad skills, if you see that in the schedule, you would think, oh, darn, it's already happened. But actually, we changed the date, so it's still upcoming.
Uh-huh.
So if that's something that catches your eye, 505-566-3214.
There you go. And then it gets you on that list, I guess, too. So when something does open up, like that second pickleball course, you'll get a call
exactly
to see if you're still interested, and then get signed up, and off you go.
Exactly.
So you hit the courts.
Exactly.
Or what have you. So, or the pickles. So, there you are. Liesl, you'll probably be out at the fair a little bit, guessing people's interests and things like that at your booth.
It sounds like a new potential
right.
Potential activity.
I think you could be out there. I think it'd be great.
Call our office,
okay,
and we'll try to do that over the phone.
Even better. So, there you go. Very good. Well, Liesl Dees, thank you so much for being with me this morning. It's always great to have you here, and always great to learn about all the different things that San Juan College offers to the community many times throughout the year.
Scott, we love doing this. This is, you know, our mission,
right,
to be part of the community.
Very true. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Liesl Dees, everyone, from San Juan College, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.